Hey, it's the Pete here. It is about midday on Wednesday, the 22nd. Sorry, not Wednesday, Thursday, the 22nd. I remember that day because it's the day after Troy Davis was executed by Georgia, the state of Georgia. I wasn't really following the case that closely, but I was following the case to a certain degree. There was real quick. This is going to be in the tradition, or I'm going to start recording more audio booths, and they're going to be in the tradition of my old 666 cast. So if you haven't listened to that, stop by website666.com and check those out. I'm trying to consolidate all my web adventures to a certain degree, and so having an extraneous podcast was half an hour a week was difficult to keep up with. So I'm going to try to do audio booths. Oh, excuse me. But as such, I am not the most professionally minded person. I like to just create content, and perfection is impossible anyway. So I just want to say what I got to say and get on with everything with my life, and you can get on with yours, that sort of thing. Anyway. So you'll hear me doing things in the background, stuff like that. Anyway, okay. So yesterday Troy Davis was executed. There was all sorts of doubt as far as like whether he did it or not, and it annoys me because to me the whole idea of capital punishment is kind of barbaric. It's kind of hypocritical actually, which to me is more important than the barbarity. Because I even as a pacifist, I believe that every once in a while, you gotta get barbaric, you gotta get savage. Sometimes people just will not listen to reason. Troy Davis was not one of those people. He was, I think he was convicted of killing one person, a police officer. And even if he did do it, I don't see why he had to die. Locking him away for life will stop him from killing another police officer. It will also punish him. Robbing a man of his freedom for his entire life is sufficient punishment in my mind. I don't think it's a good idea to use revenge as a justification. We've been getting a lot of revenge lately, and it hasn't really gotten us anywhere. We invaded Afghanistan and Iraq for revenge, because we sure as hell didn't put Osama bin Laden on trial. Saddam Hussein had a trial, but he didn't do anything to us. So that's my frustration about all that. I don't understand people's bloodlust. I had a really stupid miniature conversation with someone on a conservative last night on Twitter. He basically said that he has faith in our Supreme Court, and I'm like, yeah, but what if they're wrong? And he's like, yeah, but they tried 8 times to they tried they look you know opened his case again 8 times and still upheld the ruling that he was guilty. And I'm just like, yeah, but you righties say that, government does things wrong all the time, yet now they're going to do this right. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, it's not exactly how I use it, but I did say, you righties say government screws up or can't do anything right, And he says, I forget the first half of the tweet, but the second half was, that's an idiotic statement. That's an idiotic argument. And I'm just like, really? You need to use that word, idiotic? That's a shame. Here I was being all respectful. And I wonder if he like took offense or thought he could get away with idiotic because I use the word righty, calling him a righty. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with Jon Stewart's "we must all get along" thing, because when you're just trying to have a conversation about, the death penalty with somebody, and they call your argument idiotic, yeah, that's not a way to solve problems. And that's just going to create more animosity, and I'm not going to look past that when somebody disrespects me. It just seems lame. Anyway, I'm out of my allotted 5 minutes for audio boost, so that's it for today. Pete, signing off. Thanks for listening.